Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. From Racine, Wisconsin, it's the podcast with more teeth than brain cells. Guys, Gaines and Bear!
Yeah! No, we really are actually only live right now.
This may be the case. I mean, it's kind of being recorded, but yeah.
Yeah, but right now we are live, so it's just this. Yeah.
We are, and today we got a couple special treats for you, but I think we're going to start the day with Beer Corps!
Yes!
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. All right. So, Judge Rob, who's on trial tonight?
Today, it's the entire state of MFN Alaska and the Alaskan Icy Bay IPA.
Oh, you know what? I thought it said Icky Bay.
No.
Sure
it might be.
It sure doesn't say invisible.
You sure doesn't say Icky Bay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's Icky.
I think they're playing this.
You think they're playing this?
I mean,
you know, it could be Icky Bay IPA.
Yeah.
Icky Bay IPA.
So,
no, it's the Icy Bay IPA from Alaskan Brewery. Now, I'm familiar with Alaskan Brewery because I've actually had a few other things before. I have not had this one before, but overall, their stuff's pretty good.
Yeah, I like IPAs, so I just went with it, you know, heavy on the IPA.
Yeah, I'm newly getting into IPAs.
And the description of this one is?
I did not read, I just showed box.
Wow. You know what else is a really good idea? Not to print green on green, because you know what you can't read is green on green. I'm sorry, light green on dark green. Wow.
Okay, old eyes, give it to young eyes.
Okay, well, yep, it's cold. Read on the bottom.
Yeah, read that up.
A bold beer brewed to endure the harsh ocean conditions, crafted with Cascade hops for a citrus aroma and crisp finish.
I would say we got a citrus aroma going there, yeah.
Ooh, here's another. It's a multiple cider description.
Ooh, well, keep going then.
Shadow of Mount St.
Anus.
Yeah, Ellis. Surfers step up from icy waters, thirsty for a bold beer brewed to endure the harsh ocean conditions. Crafted with Cascade hops with a citrus aroma for a crisp finish.
What? I think you just said that.
Yeah, I did. They just copy-pasted this around.
All right.
And they just cut some stuff out.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Well, dang, right.
It's beer-powered beer, which I...
Beer-powered
There's
beer.
A recycling symbol on it, so maybe they recycle...
Something.
Beer. Something.
Well, that's good.
They recycle old beer and turn it into
this beer. All right, let's give it a try and see if it's any good. It's a solid IPA.
It is definitely. That is a classic IPA taste right there. With just a little bit of crisp edging to it.
And 6.2 alcohol by volume.
And even better.
Thank you for putting that on the bottle.
And they write little hints of citrus. I think it's a good, solid IPA. I mean, best IPA I've ever had? No. Definitely not the worst IPA I've ever had, though. I mean, it falls right. I'd say it falls to the plus side of the IPAs I've had.
I think, not too bad.
Mm-mm. Not too bad at all. Again, no surprise that this is actually a very good brewery. So, unlike that last one we had from Lakefront, which I was so disappointed in.
I saw it on tap, and I was going to try it today.
Yeah,
but I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I probably would have given
it a second
try.
Yeah, was there something wrong with the one we had?
No, there had to be something wrong. Again, besides the two bad bottles, it could have been the whole batch may have been
quality damn
control,
people. Quality fucking control. Just saying.
All right, I got to say, that gets a thumbs up with me. It is a good IPA.
No, I'm going to give it a solid thumbs up.
I'm giving it a seasonal thumbs up because I think IPA should just stay in the summer, but that is tasty.
All right. So, Judge Rob, the verdict on this one?
I find Alaskan Icy Bay IPA guilty of being tasty, and you are being sentenced to me drinking the shit out of you.
All right. We're good with that. All right. Woo! So we're doing something different tonight, aren't we, Rob?
Yeah, we are. We found that our Mech Day videos are a little rough. I think it's
haggard
safe enough.
Haggard is the word you're looking for. Haggard.
Well, they might be a little haggard as well.
Yeah, I find them a little bit rough. So what we're going to try is we're going to try and do some commentary over it and make fun of how bad we were. Now, I've seen a small segment of this video, and I'm going to warn our viewers that I think we're pretty much all visibly drunk in this. We're not in good shape.
Or more visibly drunk than usual. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Yeah, usually we're classy drunk. But in this particular case, we were smashed.
Yeah, I do remember it taking me a whole bunch of tries to actually get us to attend the, to come together to do the show. So literally, I think I started almost an hour and a half before we started recording, trying to get everybody, hey, let's do the show. Hey, let's do the show. Hey, let's do the show.
Yeah, I kept trying to corral people too.
Everybody's just like, way too busy drinking.
I hear we're starting the recording soon. Are we going to do this?
We were all a wee bit busy drinking, though. Okay, so...
I was drinking pretty hard.
All right, well, let's start the show and see how it how bad it was.
We'll start this, and once it starts, we'll just...
The
Yeah, what she's doing is she is passing out Jello shots.
And pudding shots.
And I'm a pudding shot guy in this case.
Hey, no, there is still some of the hoplite beer.
Only slightly.
I don't think that was the hoplite.
Three, two, and one.
Live from the fashionable north side of Racine, Wisconsin.
You are lit.
It's the Mech capital of Wisconsin. God,
it's
Gates
the Mech
Eater.
Yeah!
Look at Mike.
Once a year.
Bumping and grinding, that's
once
what he's
year,
doing.
Once a year, there is a show that's very special.
He's already
Mad Larry. It is Mech Night.
He is. Oh, my God. He is Mad Larry. Look at his eyes.
Right. This podcast
Holy
is
crap.
The best fucking ever. Jesus Christ, really? What do we keep doing to
Where
ourselves?
Have you been? We've been here for you.
Thanks, Larry.
Wait a minute. Larry, what did you do to Mike already? I mean, look at Mike's eyes.
We're
going to
start the night with today's... Fine, we'll talk about Mech Night. Mech Night is a special night where
Mike
we all
Knight.
Play mech games on our Xboxes and
Only Mike
pretty much
games.
Any other platform, but mostly we play...
We play Steel Battalion, okay?
Thanks, disembodied voice.
Penultimate.
I love the way it's, his arm is just stuck off
the
side. The
controller,
there.
The play. I don't care. They can hear me. Who cares if I'm in view? This is the mech game to
sorry,
own.
Sorry, sorry. See?
If you
had
one
to say
mech
it.
Game to own, it would be Steel Battalion. And here's the problem.
And Rob drags me
you
on the
You might
want
to own Steel Battalion, but it's going to cost you at least $150 for that controller.
I was doing this
to
people all day.
We've got footage of our controller on this as well. It's amazing. You will enjoy it immensely. Tonight we are running 8 weeks all network together.
Wait a minute,
so we are doing death matches.
People.
We're doing we're doing the Pacific.
Did he lick it off?
No, it was a hand. Okay, give himself a hand job.
Against Haishi Do. So we are playing. So we are playing some team games tonight, but we're also doing just kill the crap out of everybody else who's playing.
We're also using the
I like Jonah, just like, are
correct.
You serious?
Yeah, he looks
so we also
like,
have
oh,
it set up with...
Why am I here?
Dead panning the camera.
Mech Warrior 4.
And then I was like, oh.
Right.
Really good game.
What is she doing? She's just throwing out jello shots.
You see, they work, they really do work best
she's,
with...
She's sowing seeds to grow more.
Look at this.
Yes. They do.
You
can
gotta put some effort in, though.
But gotta get the.
Don't worry about it. It's all good,
bro. That wasn't mine. But you can use them with the PC, and they work fine with the PC.
All right, wasn't so bad so far.
No, actually, considering how drunk we are, it's not that
start. We're gonna do something old school. We're gonna do shot court.
It's delicious.
Yeah, that's definitely ended up happening. Like, this is taking too long. These are too small and delicious.
Really hard.
Yeah,
we are. Tray bowl that needs to be
yep.
eaten.
Pro tip,
use the lid as a scoop.
You get everything.
He is big on that. It does work.
So
well.
It does,
but so does your tongue.
Using the tongue is a little bit better, you know.
No, I feel like you're
really gonna go like perfect.
If I was listening to him, I'd have tongue.
Brian,
I'm sure of it.
Want to use a little tongue?
Yeah, I do.
Excuse me. Look at this.
I feel like you're throwing a soup, okay? In one fell swoop.
No, there's stuff still in there. You gotta get that. All right.
The video quality on this.
Yeah, actually.
Right, that's
thing, this is why we can't have nice shows.
All
right, so here we go. Wait. Ah!
I think that was like four or five shots in that.
Larry, go over his face again. I'm sorry. Look at Larry's face.
Saving it for later. Good for the hair follicles.
God. He's really good though. All
right, so we have rum chata, vanilla, lemon, apple, strawberry, cherry, watermelon, cherry, lime, melon, rum chata. Did I say rum chata? Blue raspberry.
Okay.
Did we finish all of those?
We have a lot.
No, I still have a half fridge full of these jello shots, guys. We'll mail them to you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if a particular user wants, I will pack one up and mail it off to them.
So, jello shots.
They are really good. Compliments to Jerry Heil again.
State of Wisconsin.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, the state of Wisconsin.
Larry, get the shit out of your beard. Honestly.
No, it's a meat and conditioner.
To have this disagreement resolved in our forum. It's Jello Shot Court.
I'm looking for approval here.
Ready?
Okay, you are looking for approval.
All right, let's do this.
Larry, it looks like
Larry. Oh, God!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Mike. Shut up.
Are you going to eat all of
these? The rum... I got a rum chata, and oh, my fucking God. This is heaven in a small plastic container.
Larry.
Rum chata, and it's delicious.
And delicious.
Cherry beats all. All of you haters are fucking wrong.
No, I hate to say it. The voting was so
Ryan's
much better.
Ryan's comment right now, cherry limeade trumps all.
Ooh. Which one?
It is the ace number one at Duke of New York. Escape from that.
What is it, the
beef? That was nice a good reference. That was a great reference. Mm-hmm.
Cherry is the beef.
And now I'm going to leave.
How about it, Nubat?
Watermelon, and it tastes like you're eating a Jolly Rancher. Yes, it tastes like you're eating a Jolly Rancher.
Wow. Holy shit, people! I'm going to surprise!
Blue raspberries
are
pretty bomb.
Damn!
Those ones are like...
How about it, noob? I had apple. It was delicious.
Wow.
Jonah, what was your shot?
Jerry, you made these for us. They are, as always, you rock this. She made like... 600 of these for us.
So
what's
the court
about Tom
the,
is when he gets drunk, he says the same thing like three different ways.
State of Wisconsin, State of Wisconsin wins a state. Jerry Heil has made tasty shots, and your sentence is, we're going to eat these.
Every last one of them. Yeah. Every last one of them. All right. So eventually. What's the real topic tonight?
All right, real topic
Tom's
tonight
the only
is,
ninja status
we're talking about the greatest
sunglasses.
Thing about Mech Night.
I was doing
we've
pretty
been
good
doing
that
night for a really long time now. As I've said, we've been doing it for 5 years.
I mean, holy crap, look at
the
place, it's packed.
Third year on the air.
Yeah.
Right, but five years total.
Off. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little
it's
bit about
early,
what our favorite
thing. I know,
I'm
pretty impressive,
start it
actually.
Up so that I can pass the mic and get the hell rid of this damn curse of mine. My favorite thing about Mech Night, quite honestly, is drinking with my friends. I hate to say it, but
I've been doing a lot.
I wasn't talking about you, Brian.
Oh.
But,
D-bag! Ouch! You did do it to
That's really, really sick.
It's okay. I'm gonna go home and cry myself to sleep tonight. So, thanks, Rob.
Vaseline tears, brother. Vaseline tears.
It's the only thing that gets me hard anymore.
Ooh. So anyway, spending that Mech Night with my friends, getting my ass kicked at pretty much every Mech game is my favorite thing to do.
All right, so.
Look, I see Franz sitting in the background there, and Holly.
Mech Night.
Hi, Franz. Hi,
and
Franz.
I got to tell big props out to everybody here who put all this into getting it set up, bought their gear over here. Especially big props to that guy right there, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
Who worked his freaking butt off to get everything working tonight.
Super set up by Travis.
Yeah, Travis! No, he worked so hard to get this up and going. It takes a lot of work to do this. You know, we're talking probably one of the biggest collections shy of PAX West.
I know.
What the fuck is this?
Steel Battalion game.
We're almost kind of good.
He's actually kind of matched him. He gets it all up and running.
Maybe
he gets it going.
Maybe the chairs are fucking us up.
It's really, again.
I was about to say, we actually kind of look professional here.
And even better now that we're drinking and... killing the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
I might lose, but I lose with style.
You might want to get a muff.
Okay, you're awesome, and none of this would have happened without you.
We tried.
Yeah, by the way, we are showing your stuff, so yes, thank you very much. All right. Okay, who's next?
Mike, turn them off.
You know what?
We used it at Midwinter.
What do you like about Mike Knight?
What do you like about Mike Knight? What do I like about Mike Knight?
Mike. Mike.
Well,
Mucilex.
What right I like now about what I'm enjoying Mucilex is that, well, come on, Ian. Yeah, you.
What's he calling?
The shot girl. I like the shot
girl. Well, I hope so. He's got to sleep with her.
Oh, let's catch everybody up to speed. We're at Bar Dunk right now.
No, we did not.
No,
right.
Your fiance's walking around a dress handing out jello shots, right?
Woo!
Yes, yeah, no, she knows what he likes.
He served for 4 years, right? Five and a half in the Marine Corps, yeah. And he's here now, and he's like...
And he had a very good
enjoying the game.
And tried thanking me. He thought I was Jim. And then saw my dad's shirt and was just like, thank you for serving. I was like, no, sorry, dude. Got it.
Yeah.
He's an ex-Marine.
Great to have one of my friends from college come back.
Right now, I think really good moment. The bar at this point? I don't remember.
Who's got the mic
back? Kelsey worked the bar quite hard that night.
I suppose I'll fall on this grenade. I don't know about you guys, but I really like just mechs in general. So my favorite thing is literally every time I have to start the mech, it's you have to do like what 10 different buttons on the console.
It was like
it's the greatest thing. I fucking love it. It's
what
like
am I
the,
doing at this point? What
is the APU scene from the Matrix Revolutions?
I guarantee you,
do not go up. Oh, it's the best. I fucking love it. No, the Matrix Revolutions is severely underrated.
Is that the third
you,
one?
You're a liar.
Third one.
You're a liar.
Matrix Revolution?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah, I think it's your turn.
Well, same thing. I mean, I just like playing a bunch of damn mech games.
I got a cigarette.
Yeah, that's what you wanted off for.
I like pressing buttons and switches. And you have gum on your hand.
I know.
What the fuck?
But, yeah, I mean...
Was that with a G or a C?
One game I like...
G, with a G.
Well,
he had cum on his hand, too. But he had gum on his hand as well.
Yeah, but it is awesome, and I love that game so damn much.
Larry is swimming.
What?
Yeah.
You need to beat this child. You need to beat this child.
Oh, wait. I think I know what it is. What I like about Mech Knight is all the setups around here. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Actually, I love the environment. It feels great. Other than I can't drink, you know.
Yeah, well,
yet.
You just can't drink.
Yeah, I can't drink.
Me, on the other hand, can.
You know what would have made this shot better? If Larry would have just knocked the TV off.
Mech Day, my highlight
I can
is
drink.
Hoplite.
Ooh.
Yes. Hey. It's an IPA that was brewed expressly for this event.
What the fuck are you doing?
It is really good. It's a lower alcohol IPA, so we can drink it most of the day and not be too tore up.
What did you guys determine an APD? Or could you determine it at
all?
We did not measure, but we're going to bet the
And
five.
They're the same. They are what they are.
Oh, the fact that I'm still wandering out of camera.
I'm
but
visibly
the
getting worse.
Great. I love the tie-in. I think the
happy smile.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so
the furrowed brow goes away and there's smiling.
No more anger.
So the Hoplite is a mech, but it is also...
I'm just trying to steal a cigarette from
it is also. It is also a Roman soldier.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's also a crappy-ass mech. The Hoplite is a
I don't
little
know what you're
jet,
about.
Jump
I love
jet
the
one,
Hoplite.
Which basically has jump jets and missiles. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, but the only time they're any good. Yes, they are the smallest little no-weight mechs you've ever seen.
Hey, and you run around a 100-ton mech
and, hope,
and piss people off.
Right, and hope he doesn't hit you, because he hits you once, and he's tearing you apart.
That's
so,
nice.
But,
you're
you know,
like
yeah, you have to with a Hoplite. You have to.
No, I wanted
but
the Hoplite. I wanted,
I got it.
Netfest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the one that pissed me off. Remember when we were last 2 weeks?
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I can see you.
Yes, we do all over the place.
I kept just ramming into him, but then I was like, no, I got to stay far away and just shoot my missiles.
And then
it's a pretty busy night.
It's a busy night at Mech Night, but a good night at Mech Night. So.
What numbers
do we have? So,
what we've been playing?
No, for.
Yeah, we can go on to what we've been playing.
All
right. Oh, we have
Travis, what we've been playing. Get the guys in.
Yeah, we were a big crowd, as you can see.
Jesus, do I really need another one?
Yeah, Rob, you did at this point.
This
look, you took another one!
I can't tell if you're sweaty or
this
drunk.
Also makes
I'm
me
drunk.
An asshole.
Nice. Yep. Yep.
Well, love, because it's sweet, right?
Another way.
What, your asshole? Right. You got a sweet
you love
asshole?
Asshole you
damn
love
right.
Honey glazed.
Was there a comment there?
No comment.
I don't remember this at all.
You love it.
You were just rubbing all over everybody that night.
Joke.
You are also an ass.
Just always friendly when I'm drunk.
All right, so we're talking about
why does Jim look so sad?
Jim always looks like that. I love Jim dearly.
Fallen Soldier.
Yeah.
I've been playing Doom since the day it was released.
Good game.
Yeah. He's married with kids. I'm really happy with it. I gotta say, they mixed old school with modern shooting really well.
I thought it had no flow.
It's kind of like an ultimate brand of what would have happened.
Holding up pretty well. Unusual for our shows. Usually by this point, we're all, it's all done already.
Oh, you're gonna talk? No.
Right, exactly. No, there's not going to be conversations in this game. It's straight-up shooting, and I like straight-up shooting. I'm not a real big fan of going through 42 pages of text or going through a whole bunch of freaking crappy actors going through their acting.
Whoa.
Yeah, talking about Brian.
Yeah, he's a crappy
Brian's
actor.
Been playing Halo. How about it, Noob?
Oh, I finally got done with Metal Gear 5. Metal Gear Solid 5.
Game's
and now
so
I'm on Shadow of Mordor.
What about Metal Gear Liquid? Have you been playing that at all? Or no? I heard it's a killer IP of 2017. You should really look into that. So now I'm done with my shitty jokes.
He's
please
really
continue.
Good in this. Watch. Because he knows what
is it a pachinko machine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, very good.
Holy shit.
I was about to say. Very way good. To go, Konami.
Wow! Okay. Mike gets points on that shit.
Noob was on
no,
it.
Damn.
I
got
I'm impressed, actually.
Did you burn Brian so bad? 15 minutes after the show, dude was out.
He was. He's like messed up.
Yeah. And did not wake up till Sunday morning. And not even early Sunday morning.
Honestly, my favorite part about Shadow of Mordor is basically just like getting through the entire like orc military. You have to choose who you want to assassinate. I fucking love that shit. It's the best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I haven't been playing much lately, but I'm
you
actually downloading.
Go
fuck yourself. No, I have not been playing Halo. I've been playing the game of life a little too much. No, I'm actually downloading Doom as we speak. So, as soon as we're done here for the night, I'm going to go home and play some Doom.
Jim's putting out his gear. Jim's putting out his gear immediately.
And cry because it's not Halo.
You did. Brian, you slept until the next morning.
I've been playing.
The only person out geared more than me was Jim.
Yes,
it was Jim. Yeah.
I've been playing.
I mean, look at Ryan back there. Look at him. What the fuck is this guy doing?
No, he's checking him out.
I've been trying to play Overwatch, but I don't actually own the game.
Why was it in this episode?
Yeah.
Because he's wearing all that goddamn gear.
No, Ryan.
Yeah.
Of
I don't know why Ryan didn't come.
I know I Jim. I know I Jim.
He's a red. Oh. Goddamn, what the fuck?
Got serious in here. I don't even notice Jim behind me.
Yeah, you don't. You don't.
Like so
you have not realized he's behind
so
you
so Travis,
yet.
What have you been...
Get this out of my face.
I mean, obviously, I have spent
you
a lot of time
you not realize he's behind you.
Texas
no.
Steel Battalion.
I'm wondering at what point
Steel
does he actually make physical contact with
Steel
you.
Steel Battalion. But other than that,
later.
Overwatch. Because Overwatch is fucking dope. And, yeah, all right, let's, yeah.
How do you feel about hosting Steel Battalion at this point?
It's okay.
I had a rough beginning there.
This is before
the
Switch
year,
loop.
So it's nice to play, for sure.
It didn't blow.
Yeah,
somebody must have
been
on the table.
Yeah, they looped it.
Somebody looped
the cable. I don't understand how, why didn't they unplug the cable in the first place?
And Junkrat, who's stupidly broken, but that's
touch shit.
So,
especially network shit. Don't touch our network.
Oh, you did.
You did get him in the show.
I'm just here for the party. just here for the social. This is awesome. I really get to get into the mode, you know, kind of feel like I'm part of a bigger unit here. And that's what they give me. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Rob. Thank all you guys.
Boy, I love
it. Get it on tonight. And
is Jim just talking about
I'm going to get it on. And,
he's done right now?
Yeah, I think he is, actually.
Because he said that we give him a bigger unit.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining the rest of us, Pillsbury Commandos.
All right, Tom, we got a what you been playing.
Hey, Franz.
Hi, Franz.
Okay, wait, you gotta say hi to everybody on the
Hey! Hey! Came on the camera, look.
I forgot about this.
He's seen the show
now.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Good, I'm glad we got him on. So Franz is one of our loyal followers.
Introduce yourself first.
Hi, my name is Franz from Milwaukee, and I've been playing a little Tomb Raider lately. And that's
on what system?
On the X1.
Really?
The Xbox One,
and
yeah.
Can I hear someone say Xbox?
Way to go, Brian.
It was just
way
that hard when you said that.
Carter Chubb.
But I haven't beaten it yet, so, you know, I still got a ways to go.
All right.
We had a good time at the bar.
We've been
talking for
way too long, and actually kind of cares, which is really scary. I'm sorry about that. I am so sorry you've been listening to the show.
Sorry about episode.
You know, the worst part is I was so drunk, I don't remember him being on the show.
A drunk review this episode. It should be amazing.
You can feel free to cut me out of the actual edition.
No, that ain't happening.
And that's something I just...
That involves editing.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that's what I said.
I've never edited the show. Come on.
Other than Mike.
All right. So... Rob, I think you should take us
out.
What have you been playing? Wow, we kept it short.
I'm still playing a lot of stuff on the Samsung VR gear. I gotta say, again, if you still want to get into VR gear, or I'm sorry, into VR, Samsung's still your best bet. I know, yes, you have to have one of the phones, but who doesn't have at least some kind of decent smartphone nowadays? And I've been playing, I hate to say it, I've been playing a lot of...
What have you been...
What do you think?
Really, what have you been playing?
Yeah, I have.
You haven't been playing the Express, have you?
No. Tumbleweed Express isn't out on it yet. But Tumbleweed Express should be out on it,
which is also
a great game. I'm sorry about that.
Georgia Ballers! Oh, you've been playing Minecraft?
I've been playing so much Minecraft.
I don't see it on Steam.
No, it's because
it's... Oh,
it's
VR?
No, that's
yeah,
Steam,
yeah, it plays really well on that, actually.
I'm sorry. I've been playing just too much Minecraft
on that.
But you know something?
The
3D Minecraft is really quite good.
Knuckle Dragon,
and it plays exceptionally well on the VR gear. So, but you have to have a controller. It does not work with the head controllers. It's one of the few games they list that you have to have the external controller to play the game. All right, so Rob, I think it's about time to wrap this.
We are about ready.
We
need you back. Tom keeps trying to wrap it up before
we need you.
Yeah, we really need the wrap it up box.
Yeah.
All right, it is with both great happiness and great sorrow at the same time.
Here's a bad announcement, guys.
That we bring tonight's announcement. I want you guys to do it because I got kind of a...
What is the announcement?
So, the Nubles won't exactly be on G2B always, like, live anymore. We'll Skype in as best we can. But we're moving to Florida.
Boo!
We
have a job
out of Wisconsin, moving to Florida.
Good luck
the next
with your endeavors.
Months.
Boo!
It's also boo!
The adult film industry.
Yeah. Mike's a fluffer.
Brutal Dildos has picked them up for an entire season.
Alright, so Mike.
Mike.
Say it.
Forgot about that.
Look at the little tear in his eye. Look at the little tear up there.
Right here.
We'll hug it away.
Come on.
We'll hug it away.
Okay.
We love you. All right.
God,
such a sweaty hug.
God.
It was a sweaty hug.
Smells like nothing but beer, too.
Tuesday night, we will do a live episode.
Hey, that's right now. That's right now. We're actually doing it after watching.
We'll actually have to go back in time to our Twitch station
and review ourselves doing this show because we always do this.
What's I trying to say?
And it should be fun to watch while we're actually kind of sober.
Yeah, it should be. All right, so Guys, Games, and Beer, don't forget, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you are a big fan, come on to Facebook. There are literally just scads of people on Facebook
visiting
with Guys, Games, and Beer at all
Friday?
Time.
What did you do Friday?
Free Game Friday, we gave away...
Three copies.
No, two.
Two copies of?
I still remember.
Two
copies. Tumbleweed Express.
We
did.
By Dirigiballers, which they were on the show.
Copies.
The guys were really nice, gave us a few codes to give away, and we gave away a few copies of that. It really was an amazing game. And if you weren't watching the show, you missed it.
Also, don't forget that we post all sorts of memes, crazy stuff all the time. Anything that's going on with Guys, Games, and Beer is announced over on Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Don't forget,
how often do you drunk practice just the close
at Guys, Games, and Beer? Unfortunately, they wouldn't let us have it
how drunk you were? You did it.
There are also free game giveaways on Wednesday.
So it's enunciating.
Make Wednesday better.
And he actually had
all the websites right.
I didn't hit there with my mic. At Guys, Games, and Beer. That's true.
Send your hate mail to We Will Hump You at GuysGamesAndBeer.net.
Absolutely true. Got any questions? We Will Hump You at GuysGamesAndBeer.net. Also,
best email address ever.
We got some other stuff. Twitch.
You don't forget, it's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. CST.
You guys keep we're moving our hands around in front of it.
www.twitch.tv.com/guysgamesgear.com.
Stay tuned in for the end of it for a Nooples montage.
Are we putting a Nooples montage on this? Yeah. Well, evidently she thinks you are. Evidently she thinks you are.
And now the internet thinks you are, so now you're obligated.
Later on, special yellow to the Derringer Bellers. Thank you very much for the free games.
I really have a good one, guys.
And have a good one
to
all our listeners.
Watching us, judging the shit out of you. Yeah, well, that's okay. He can. He's earned that right to judge the shit out of us.
That was a mess, man.
He's done. I don't think it was... That was not one of our worst drunk episodes.
Oh, definitely not one of our worst.
I think Mech Day 2... was the worst.
Well, the one we had to redo completely. Yeah, was probably that was probably the worst.
In the Mirror Darkly.
Yeah, In the Mirror Darkly, yes. Yeah.
The first one we did was just, like, amazing. And it did, like, we were just on point.
Right.
This one, I walked away from it because I thought it was going to be a hot mess.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, it was not. Sometimes that happens when you're sitting there watching it and it's like,
Think, oh my God, this is going to suck. And
I was out of sight of, like, the shooting, but I just, like, there was a bunch of people around, so I was like, I don't know, like, this seems weird.
No, I gotta say, that really was a solid episode, actually. So. I mean, it was fast, because we were really pushing through it. Yeah. That's because we were all drunk and we wanted to get back to
really
whatever we were
just,
drinking.
Yeah. And I didn't know how much longer I was gonna last before I fell apart.
Yeah, so, well, that was a good call.
Did. Good, concise, and drunk.
Yeah, it was.
It was actually
about a third minute episode, not bad.
Give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up on the episode, guys.
Thumbs up on the episode.
Yeah. So, to our Twitch fans, glad you joined us this evening.
Thank you.
If you didn't, catch us over the next what? Twitch keeps it up for about, a day or two?
No, they keep it up for a while.
Do they? Okay.
Episode's up now.
All right.
Yeah, they've been keeping it longer. So anyway, real quick before we head out, anybody been buying anything on the Steam sale? It's been really a bad Steam sale.
It has been. I have been looking. So here's the thing. Most of the stuff that's on sale is stuff I already have.
Yeah. That is a problem.
Including, what's the game? Lollipop?
Buy that thing.
It's on sale, though.
Was it Honey Pop?
Honey Pop's on sale. So if you didn't get Honey Pop yet, it's on sale for like $3.99.
Yeah, Honey Pop pays us $2 per purchase.
No, I agree with you. Most of it says it's on sale with stuff I already have.
I don't have it, but I don't have any money even to look at it right now.
Well, then
so I gotta wait for Thursday.
I think I spent $20 total. I bought Enter the Gungeon. I bought like six games.
No.
But they're all
cheap. Enter the Gungeon
looks
super good.
Enter the Gungeon? Yeah, it's good. It is fun. I really liked it. My station, I was told several times, dude, you gotta play it. And now I have finally done it.
Now, this is interesting. Oculus is running their sale concurrent with the Steam sale.
Really?
Yeah. So Oculus is also having a sale right now that literally runs the same dates as the Steam sale, which I thought was kind of an interesting part.
Are they comparable where it's like, that's like
it's Oculus, so it's games that are only for the Oculus, but good selection.
NVIDIA's been doing theirs.
Yeah, they've got about 40 games available, right? Oculus games available.
Is that including like the museum one too?
Yeah, for the DK2, for the straight Oculus, and for the Gear VR. So they're cross platform, cross Oculus platform. So
cross brand.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
I almost said Coculus, and I did.
Oh man, you only get an Oculus and a Coculus? I don't even ever have to leave my room.
Ooh, right? No.
I guess I do need Hot Pockets eventually.
Occasionally. Okay.
I think next week we'll probably cover Steam again, but...
We'll wrap it up because the sale's still going and something still may come up.
Yeah, we'll come up with that topic quite a bit. But that said, this Mech Day was pretty good. I was very happy with it.
The fifth annual Mech Day. It was a solid Mech Day. I mean,
yeah.
I think so.
I think we got the layout set down.
Oh,
perfect.
Damn, did we ever.
Because we did the movie night and people kept playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah, we broke the... Yeah, so people were playing during the movie night, but not as much.
Yeah.
But then when we broke down, we had three more full rounds of mech games after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody got to do it. And, big props out again to Ryan. Ryan, you work way too hard. Literally, he stayed till the very end. Helped me clean up, helped me break down.
Every time. I mean,
I know
he was a huge help at NBC.
So, this guy, cannot tell you, man.
Ace number one. Ryan's back in New York.
Yeah, he is. He really just always steps up. And again, we appreciate the help. We really appreciate everything you do for this show. And it was an absolute pleasure to have you at the Mech Day. We have a lot more drinking to do, buddy. So,
Indeed.
Rob, why don't you take us out of meta episode of...
This is such a weird
thing.
Mecha meta episode. Because it was only meta once. We watched it, so it would be mecha, because we had the robots. Meta, because we watched it as we were saying it. And take us out.
Yeah. Thank you very much for watching Guys Games and Beer. I kind of already said it, really, in the video. But you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Also, you can check us out on Twitch, which is going on right now for you Twitch viewers. That's www.twitch.tv/guysgamesandbeer. That's every Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. CST. Also, we've got Facebook. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where you can get free games every Friday on Free Game Friday.
For the love of God, yes.
They've been actually pretty good lately.
Oh, they've been, you've actually given away real games for once.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Nobody gives away crap, guys.
Definitely going to give away some shit this week.
So this week you're going to get a shitty game, but he's given away some really good games recently.
Yeah, it has been.
Twitter
at guysgamesbeer. There's no and, of course.
Because they hate ampersands.
And the word and.
They do. They hate the word and.
Even the word and has to come out.
Bastards. So.
What about Andran?
Andran? I don't know about that. It's a good question.
Android? It would just be droid. That's what happened.
Right.
It would just be roids.
Roids. Roids!
Ooh, hemorrhoids is okay, though.
Evidently. All right, so.
All right, thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. We will see you next week with a lovely episode. We are coming near another deep dive. Not 100% sure what we're going to do
on. In a while. Holy
yeah, but
crap.
It's going to come. It's going to happen. We haven't done a deep dive on Twitch yet.
Oh, no, you're right. We have not done a show with Twitch.
So maybe we'll do a deep dive on Twitch.
We really need to.
It's a good format
for that
kind of
thing. That is a very good format for that kind of thing. All right.
All right, thank you very much. See you next time.
Deuces!
Hey! Mike! Jesus Christ! Mike!
Yeah, I don't even
check out my awesome
huge
beard.
Yeah, again, is that difficult?
Well, there's...
For her.
Great.
Dude, you are gonna die.
Alright, nothing's better than me sitting in my living room, the door's wide open, I'm watching Hulu, and then I hear, MOTHERFUCKER!
She says she doesn't rage quit, but she has rage quit.
It gets you pumped up and it gets you in the zone.
I'm sorry, but nothing's fun than, like, you know, skewering five guys and carrying them around on that still skewer and beating the hell out of other guys or shoving them down the toilet and blood squirting out of the toilet.
Wow.
What? Look next.
No. You're going!